Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm broadcasting along with psychic and author Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Happy Labor Day, everybody. We are, of course, here on the air. We've got a lot of callers in the queue. We're going to be getting to each one of your calls, so please do wait your turn because we will be getting to you. But we do talk for about 10 to 15 minutes before the show starts. And today, Neil, we're going to be discussing a little bit about how you go back into past lives to change energy in people's current incarnations. First, though, I want to let people know how to get in touch with us. They may follow us on Blog Talk Radio, of course, by clicking on the follow button under our Blog Talk Radio profile. They can also join us on Facebook. There are two Facebook accounts. The second can be found through our Blog Talk Radio link, Facebook link. The first is a friend profile, and the second is a fan page. And then, of course, we have a Twitter account, Neil's author page, Neil's website, and that's it. Now, Neil, 914-338-0164 is our call-in number. But, Neil, it's interesting because I don't know any other psychics that work like you do in this way, but you actually can go into past lives to change people's present lives, which is really, really fascinating.
Well, I mean, there might be other psychics that do it. I don't know. I don't want to say that I'm the only person that can do that. I'm sure that there are psychics that work with past lives or remove curses or work with energy. I'm astral project. I'm sure there's a lot of them out there. How effective they are
is another story.
It's another story, but I'm sure that there are effective ones, so I'm the only person doing this. But I know what I do. I can only speak on behalf of myself that in the element of a past life, first of all, we're dealing with naturally the third eye and the astral projection of an energy, such as in my case, that would be my soul moving out of my third eye and moving into somebody else's energy and actually going through their channels to find where they had a past life that is somehow obstructing the current energy they're in. One of my most recent examples was something that came up in a reading today where I'm not giving names or anything, but there was a past life with someone who was born into this lifetime with major complications and challenges in their life, in terms of the way they can...
Physicality and things like
physicality
that.
Physicality and movement and things like that,
mm-hmm.
Having been born premature. Now, the element is this. In a past life, without having known what caused this person's current ailments, I saw strangulation that resulted in a suicide.
Oh,
it
you
was
mean
either a strangulation
on this person's behalf in a past life, this person strangled,
strangled themselves. Yeah, strangled themselves and died.
Right.
It was that or they deliberately drowned themselves and died, but they actually ended up choking to death and dying. Well, in their current position, they were born premature, and one of the things that resulted in their energy field was that they were, at that time, they were given extraordinary amounts of oxygen, or they were given the wrong amounts of oxygen because they needed oxygen to the brain which caused a hemorrhage or tumor or something, and this further complicated the individual's problems throughout life. Now, you can't, me being a psychic, I can go back and see an energy. I can actually go back and see and feel and sense.
Which is obviously what you
something.
Did in this case.
Yeah. And then come back to the present and through a series of smiled questions get validations to a person's current situation and even involving energies that might have the person that I'm speaking to say, you know, I've always had problems in that era, or, you know, in the 1920s I was always obsessed with that, and I thought maybe I had died, I had bad dreams about past lives. So without having known that information before, when I come back with it, the person will somehow validate it in many cases. And then what I do is I go back to the past life and see the circumstances that involved the conditions of karma, and somehow maybe talk the person through it, or we release the energy, or have an angel come in, or we realign things.
So
there's all different kinds of things that I can do in terms of going into a past life, actually seeing something, and then changing it, so that in the current life, the energy is removed.
So this is interesting. So I'm wondering, with a case like where someone comes into the body with a lot of difficulties, challenges, disability, how far can changing energy go to impact that disability? Because, you know, when someone has something that's obviously followed them throughout their life, makes it difficult for them to walk or talk or see.
Well, it's A to Z. I mean, it can be a sheer miracle to something less than a miracle, like the transformation of a disease or a condition.
Well, specifically,
into something more, that the person's life starts to change. Maybe they still have their problems, but their life changes, their life energy course changes, and things start to change within the circumstances of their life, above and beyond just what's happening in their body.
So this person that you were working with today, you worked to change perhaps circumstances of their life, not completely cure them. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah. I mean, indirectly, because
I didn't work
directly with the person. I was working with somebody else who knows, who's connected to the person. But in my world, I'm able to see and feel things, get validations, and then work in an area where you can actually change, manipulate, transform certain energies. But what's interesting is that, at least in my case, when I meet somebody, my third eye opens up, especially if I consciously do it and I'm standing in front of somebody. And I'll see people change in front of me. I'll see their past lives form in front of my eyes, to where what they've been, who they've been. And from there, I can get a readout of what they did in that lifetime. Without naming names, a person I was reading recently happened to be the same person that I was reading who knew this
today.
Other person.
Uh-huh.
I saw them, they were actually in San Francisco. They had slipped off the dock where they dock boats. They actually slipped off the dock and fell into the water, and the current of the water, they were crushed when the boat started to, the current brought the boat closer to the edge of the dock, and the person who fell into the water was crushed to death at that time. And I saw that energy. Well, this opened up a whole story about San Francisco that was current in the person's life, and different spirits came in, and
mm-hmm.
and different elements came in, which, you see, it opens up, because what we do, what happens in a past life is that we carry that energy with us. And if we have karma from a past life, or unresolved issues from a past life, those situations are enfolded or embedded in the element of how we're living today. So, you know, that's when I would say, you know, somebody's walking down the street and they're suddenly held up by somebody and they don't even know the person. That's a past life connection. That, I believe, is a past life connection. And we have different past lives. We can have different past lives with different cultures, nationalities, religions. All these things can come in and disrupt our current life, even though it doesn't make any sense. Well, going into a past life is a good way to investigate what's happening in our current life in terms of karma, conditions, difficulties, blocks, things like this. Indeed, as soon as we're born in the earth, we're living on a karmic note. That, how we're born, who our families, it's all part of the karmic process.
Location, everything.
Location, everything is part of the past life karma. It can be good, it can be bad, it can be neutral, but it's all interconnected because we're continuing where we left off in that long stream of journeys that we have. And then what's fun about being a psychic is going into those past lives and seeing what can be changed via past life regression or past life validation to where we can actually change life for the life form as it breathes currently in the earth.
So what I think we can do, Neil, is on Wednesday we can talk about specifics that you personally do as a psychic to shift that energy, because I, you know, with the number of callers we have, we just have limited time. Of course, we want to get to everybody. We've got like 8 people in the queue, so we're going to do our best to get to everyone. So the readings are going to be somewhat short today. Let's bring on our first caller, Neil, 860. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, it's Susan.
Oh, hi.
Calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi,
Neil.
Hi.
What's your birthday again, please?
10/29/58.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm just wondering when my financial system, my finances will get better.
Well,
are you remembering Susan, Neil? Susan has a daughter. They've both had readings outside.
Mm-hmm.
She lives on the East Coast, I believe, the daughter. Is your daughter still living with you, Susan?
No, they got their own place.
Got their own place. Okay, so she was with a boyfriend. Daughter, and they were living in the same house. The daughter has a baby. Anyway, Susan has done a couple.
Good memory.
I do.
She's got a great memory.
So that's Susan. But
the baby's 10 months old now.
Wow. So her finances.
Time flies.
Wait a minute. Was there any attempt to get aid from anywhere?
No, not really. For who?
Either you or your daughter.
No.
There's something right now. I know, Susan, you're saying no to it, but there's something about aid I'm getting, and I got to figure out where this is coming from, Susan.
Medical, but not money or anything for them. They're both working.
What kind of medical aid was there?
State.
Oh, okay. That's
okay,
probably,
that is it.
That's where I'm picking up on, Susan. That's where I'm picking up on. And you're born in October. I'm seeing, you know, September may be rough for you, but you're going to be turning 56 in October. But I'm seeing October, the release of a block to financial difficulty. Now, there is going to be something, I don't know if you, who's, has anybody had to go to a library to do research, or has there been any anything where you had to go to a public place to look at computers or go online or do research?
Not at a public place, but I'm a purchasing assistant for the research. I mean, I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
You work
research.
Is that right?
What's that?
Work with books. You're a purchase assistant for research for, like, what kind of business?
College.
Yeah, okay. So
that's college, it. That's it. Oh, yeah, okay. So to answer your question real fast, I'm getting the vibe on this, Susan. Right towards the end of September, the beginning of October, to answer your question immediately, that's where there's going to be a break in the block, and things are going to get better. Right around that time is what I'm calculating. based upon what I'm getting really quickly, given all the callers we have today,
okay.
That's where coming in. There's probably more details. I can't give you them, unfortunately, today on the radio, but that's at least a start to, based
yeah.
on some indications that I'm getting, Susan.
Yeah, and that's pretty near, so that's good.
Yeah, right around the end of September, beginning of October is where I'm starting to see a break. And it's something to do with that research that you do that for the research company with the books, the school is. That's where my validations are coming from.
Okay.
Okay, maybe. Okay.
Hopefully that helps. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, we're kind of rushing through today. I don't want to say rushing because, of course, we're not rushing.
Well, the Russians are invading Ukraine, so they are noteworthy, aren't they?
I guess they are. 856, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you? Who's this, please?
This is Stacy, and I'm in New Jersey, and my birthday is April 7th,
1962. All right, Stacy with an E?
Yes.
And Stacy, what is your question?
Is this a relationship question, Stacy?
Actually, it could be. I have a lot of good things going on, and instead of asking a particular question, I was just going to see whatever, I appreciate whatever comes to you that you can share with me.
Well, you know, right now there's a strong relationship zone going on, and that's why I asked. So there's something to do with some kind of blessing around a relationship. So a celebration is coming up in regards to a relationship. Now, that may have to do with the clearing of an energy before the blessing can come in. The main part of the story, Stacy, is that there's a blessing coming in. There's a certain element of clearing, though. Does one of the parties, either yourself or your partner, have children?
I'm not actively in a relationship. I have two people from my past that are actively calling me. One is George and the other person is John, and they both have children.
Yeah. Well, let's keep their privacy strong. We've already mentioned their first name, so we're okay. Nothing more than that I don't want to reveal on the radio.
I would never say a last name, but thank you.
Yeah. But we're on the hunt here. We're okay. Now, they both have children. Do you feel, Stacy, that they're pursuing you with some sense of interest to maybe a relationship?
Yes.
Yeah. That's
strong
what I'm
feelings
getting.
From both. I know they both love me. I know that sounds weird, but a lot of years I've known both. One has a 9-year-old son, and that is George, and the other, his children are grown in their 20s.
Yeah. The one with the 9-year-old son may be the one that I'm currently examining. It could be because that's the transcendent one, or maybe that's the one that's going to break through to bring the transcendent one in, meaning transcendent, meaning the big glowing relationship coming up. Between the age of 29 and 31, Stacy, were you involved in any relationship reunion or breakup?
I got divorced. I was with my husband for a lot of years, and I got divorced. I had my son when I was 30, but I already knew I would have to get divorced, and I got divorced when I was about 32, 33.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting to. So we're sort of in the window, if you will, of the child, the confusion in the relationship, the ultimate divorce, you know, moving through the window of 29 to 31, 32, and there, maybe a little bit edgy over to the 33, but of course the confusion and the disillusionment is already occurring, and that's what I'm getting. So what's going to happen, Stacy, is that quickly on the radio today, I'm predicting a coming up relationship. Now, it could be that the individual with the 9-year-old has a lot to do with the movement towards that energy. So that may be very strong. And do any of these two individuals, do any of them, to your knowledge, have any kind of military background or something that would stand out in a military energy?
My ex-husband is retired military.
Yeah. Okay, so from going from there, I'm analyzing Stacy, but that element back there in that time zone has a lot to do with what's going on now, so we're jumping through time, but one is contingent upon the other, and from that point where we are now, we're getting into probably 2 to 3 months from now a relationship coming up.
And so, would that be Neil, someone I know already, or is that a brand new person?
Well, the way to gauge that would be to look at these two current suitors who come from your past. There's something involved in that chapter that will designate exactly who the person is. Now, to get into that zone will require more time than I've got. But I can tell you this, Stacy. Looking at these two human beings and how they're connecting to you will be important in terms of determining who this person is, whether it's one of them or whether the two of them fall apart, but yet by that falling apart, it brings in the person. So they're important on some level, regardless of who it's going to be.
Okay. Very good. Okay, I understand.
Thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it. And Stacy can follow us.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Stacy. She may follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. She can also join us on Facebook or Twitter. And, of course, she can reach Neil directly, 562-596-7818. Our next caller comes from area code 858. 858. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
Good morning.
Hi. Who is
How
this?
Are you, Neil?
Hi.
Oh, my name is Roxana. My name is Roxana. Hi.
Hi, Roxana. And we've spoken with you before, I remember. What's your birthday?
I don't remember. Maybe it was a long time ago.
I remember. I tend to remember those things. What's your birth date?
May 31st.
And the year, please?
59.
Okay, and what is your question? Where are you calling from, Roxana?
California.
Okay, and what's your question? 8, 9.
Neil, I would like to ask if you see a committed relationship for me. Maybe it could be someone from my past, someone that I know already, or what do you see? I really like to settle down with a nice person.
Well, you're 55 now. And Roxana, I obviously talked to you before. At the age of 33, were you going through a breakup then or a relationship change or geographical change at the age of
33?
32. Ah, 32 is okay. So what I do sometimes, Roxana, is I allow a 9-month window. You know, the precision is sometimes allowable by a little bit of time here or there, but not much time. So that resulted in that. Now, was there a move from one state to another at that time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm getting to in the vibration. So as I'm moving through this, these are quick readings today. So what I get is a quick validation. I let it go with the quick validation, which I'm getting. And then I jump forward in time. It's almost like a miniature sense of going from a past life to a current life. Now I'm just going to your immediate past to get a pinpoint on your future energy. I am seeing, it's a funny because one of the images, Roxana, is someone with a gun at a firing range trying to get a bullseye. So I don't know where guns or anything, if that is literally if that is a literal translation or symbolic, but did you ever know a man that owned a gun, was into guns?
No, never dated.
Never dated with a gun. Well, I don't know. This could be, I could be falling way back in time to a place where there was somebody with that had a gun. That
like
you
you're talking about a past life.
A past life.
Mm-hmm.
But Roxana, I don't know yet. If it hasn't come in yet, even on a remote signal, a person named David, if there's any David, now it could be important, it could be not important, but that name could be a big stone or a little stone. But any Davids throughout your life?
No, I don't know any David either. Mm-mm.
Hey, Roxana, what I'm getting from the element of you moving around 32 and then moving from one state to another, what I'm getting in terms of a symbol, now it's symbolic, of a gun, aiming a gun at a bullseye, and somebody named David, those are the energies of the future to look for. So you probably, if I were you, in the next 2 to 4 months, you want to look for anyone coming into your life from A to Z, brief to important, by the name of David, and someone who might talk about guns. It doesn't mean that they're a gun person, but they speak about guns. They say it. Those are the two elements that I think you should, because you're asking about a love life, and I've got a base. I'm looking at a future zone that you don't know about yet, but I'm basing it on a history that you do. So when you said no to my question, that's based upon the future. When you said yes to my question, that's based upon the validation of me reading into your past. I don't have any more time to go into this, but yours
mm-hmm.
is a story to continue. There's a vibration going on that I'm feeling, Roxana. I think it's intense. And I am getting a relationship coming up for you. It's intriguing why the gun comes in and the name David. I haven't put that together yet. I don't have time. But it is like part of a mystery novel. There are elements there. But again, this is nothing to be concerned about in terms of danger. It's don't sit there going, oh, my God, is somebody with a gun going to shoot? No, it's all good information. It's just symbols. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Neil. Thank you.
Thanks, Roxana. And Roxana can reach Neil directly, 562-596-7818. And all right, she's gone. 229 area code is next. Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Who's this?
This is Melvin. My birthday.
Oh, hey, Melvin. Long time.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. And your birth date again, please? Remember, he's an 8.
September 5th, 1960.
And you're calling from somewhere in the South, Georgia?
Georgia, yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
33.
He's a 30. 9-5-1960?
9-10-1960.
Oh.
9-10.
I thought I heard 5.
I did too. It's so weird. 10, 26,
you're right.
8. 26, I told
8,
you.
You're right.
I knew.
Okay,
what's your question, Melvin?
With finances, anything coming up financially for me?
You're 53 years old, you had a change at 26. 53 years old, you had a change at 26. Your master number is 8. There's a change of 2 years, and it's being divisible 48. So that'd be 48 to 56. You're 53, though. But you're going to be 54 this September. Ah, there's a change. There's a change after September. You're born September 10th. So there's a change. You're going to notice a change, Melvin, right after your birth date. When you turn 54, a change occurs. So there, that might be. Did he ask about finances?
Yes, he did.
So it's going to be a slight change in the financial area during the age of 54. It's in your favor. But let me ask you about something. Have you ever in your life had any injury to your leg or any leg problems in this lifetime?
Yes, I'm having some leg problems. Actually, it's my back, and pain go down my leg, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that still works for me because it's the nerve energy. It's in your back, but the pain goes into your leg. Now, has this put you on any kind of debilitating situation.
Debilitating.
I knew I said it wrong.
No, you're looking at me
looking,
like
I was looking
that
at
was
Kristen
funny.
Saying, you know, I didn't say that word right. Anything where you were compromised, any cane, wheelchair, anything that you temporarily had to use for assistance.
No, sir.
Okay. And what's the problem in your back? Was there an accident? Was it a nerve, pinched nerve, disc?
Yes, I have a bulging disc. I fell on a job years ago, back in 2008. I fell. And I fell again at another job in my neck area on my right side. And it's pain on my right side and my neck and also my lumbar lower back area. And
yeah.
That's
well,
everyday
yeah, sure, pain. Sure, Melvin. Did you, when you fell, was there a time when you couldn't walk? Were you off your feet?
I still could walk. But it was hurt. It was hurt. Yes, I didn't have to use a wheelchair. I still could walk. I had a brace on my back.
I got it. I understand. Well, you know what? We're debating over this little detail. We don't need to. We don't even have time for it. But
that's
we got
true.
The right zone. We got the right zone because I'm feeling an accident. You give me one very strongly in the year 2008. You fell. And it was seen pretty serious, at least a little bit. And that's where I'm basing it on. Now, your financial situation, from there, I'm jumping all the way over to another square, Melvin. Financial situation improves at the age of 54. So something's going to change in there. I don't have time to go into details about it, but I do see a change during the age of 54. You're somewhere between June 10th and June 10th of this year and next year, somewhere in there, there's a financial gain. Something changes, probably closer to within this year than having to wait till 2015. I'd love to go into more detail. I don't have time, Melvin, but at least we got the vibration of something improving happening.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Neil.
All right, Melvin.
Thank
nice
you.
To talk to you.
All right. Thank you. I love you. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. That's sweet. He's sweet. Do you remember him? He's a football coach, and he does nursing and things
oh,
like
absolutely.
That.
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Great guy. Great, great energy. I've always said it, still say it. Let's put out a special prayer for him.
Okay, we will. All right. 980. Oh, let me give everybody the order, actually. 980 is next, then 305, then we have 630, 928 follows, and then we have someone from 225 that just seems to be listening. If you're not listening, 225, you will be after 980 if you press 1 on your handset. So do that if you want to speak with us, but they could be just listening. 980, I am unmuting. Good morning.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Hello, my name is Benita. I'm from North Carolina. My birthday is January 13, 1968.
You are great. Have that all ready for
Benita?
Us. Thank you. No, Benita.
You're welcome.
Benita.
Benita.
Is that right? Can you spell your
yes.
name for me?
B-O-N-I-T-A.
Like in Spanish.
Oh, Bonita.
Bonita.
Like
Bonita.
The, like
Bonita.
Bonita. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's your question?
My question is, what happened to me in my past life that is hampering me from keeping a job and creating stability and financial elevation, you know, providing income and getting ahead? It's like I keep hitting this block wall, brick
wall.
Well,
you're January 13, 1968?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you have a difficult karma. That's
yeah.
why you have a very difficult karma, especially around the age of 11 and the age of 29. There might have been a change. Were your parents divorced? Any turmoil in the family background?
Well, my mom died when I was 3 months old.
Oh, wow.
And then my dad died when I was around 27, somewhere in there.
Yeah. Well, you see, that makes sense to me because your master number is 2, and so sometimes there's a fluctuation between, it's made up of 29 and 11, Vanita, and so 27 is about 2 years prior to 29, and that first year, your master number is 2, so at the age of 3 months, almost 2 years henceforth, is the age of 2, your mother died, so we have those energies. You come in with some pretty difficult karma in there. So I would, and with somebody like you, would have to go into a past life scenario and move deeply through that. I'm seeing some banking problems, so there's something to do with the loss of finances. Was there anything where there was a loss of a house, the loss of a property, the loss of a will? Did anything like that confuse your experiences?
Yeah, I continue to have banking problems because I never have enough money to balance everything. And when I was married, which I'm divorced now, when I was married, we lost, well, our house went into foreclosure.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm seeing, Bonita. So I'm moving deeper into your journey in this lifetime. I'm basing it on visions and feelings from your past life that are unresolved, that are continuing to haunt you in this lifetime. The situation that's nice, you're 45 years old. The situation that's nice is that you may have only till 48, the age of 48, to work through this where you start to see clearance. Now, clearance can occur at 48, so you may go, oh, I can't wait that long, and I may say, But if there's going to be clearance, why not take it at 48 and you know, as opposed to nowhere at time at all? So around 48, I'm starting to see a change. Now, that number 48 is still ringing with me. So there's something to do with that age. Now, how we work from 45 to 48 might help to increase the elements of how to work through the karma. But it comes from a dense energy of karma. I believe, Bonita, that probably in a past life there was a lot of self-indulgence which resulted in karmic situations. A lot of us can leave selfish past lives where we hurt, hampered others, only thought of ourselves. I think that came from a past life situation, Bonita. So in this lifetime you're going to feel a little victimized because of the karma. You're not that person today, but you're dealing with the karma from yesterday, and so that starts to reflect. There may be a great division to where there's a loss, where there's somebody not speaking to you now. Were there any children that resulted from that marriage?
In my marriage now, yes. I have 4 children.
And does one of them not speak to you, or is there any difficulty with at least one of your children?
Well, one is going through puberty, and so, you know, but she's not completely not speaking to me. She's still a girl.
She's still a girl, but there's a little puberty, so you're just having the emotional journey of handling her as she's growing up.
Right. Yes.
Okay. A little bit obstinate at times and defiant and that kind of thing. That's the vibe I'm picking up on. Okay. Well, let me tell you, because I got so many callers, I'm seeing that there's a way to work through your karma. The radio is not the place to work that out in detail. I can tell you in a quick draft form, 48, I see a great change. How old is your daughter now?
13.
Ah, so around the time she's 16, does really big things start to happen. But I think that there's a way to move through that slowly and deliberately to where there's going to be a nice change. Also, the name Rose is coming in. Now, Rose may be somebody you know. If it isn't, it's going to be somebody you will know. But that Rose is vibrating around my head. Now, it doesn't sound like it's anybody you're currently validating, so it could be a future energy. But some of these readings do take on future forms that haven't materialized yet. Did you ever know of Rose?
I knew a rose. I used to live with a rose in California.
That was many years ago. And you lived
Definitely.
With one. Well, we'd have to get into that zone, which we don't have time with. But the rose that you lived with would be the continuation of our story, maybe at a different time, call the show or something.
Yeah, you can always call back, Benita, and speak with us again.
Okay.
These are short today. But we are back on the air on Wednesday.
Okay.
And you can get in touch with Neil directly, 562-596-7818. Or follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Join us on Facebook. But hopefully that helped. I hope it did.
Yeah, I guess. It's a start. It's a start. It's questions.
It's a start. I mean, the radio show just isn't the format to completely solve problems. But we're, you know, Neil got some validation. So, again, if you want to call back, you're welcome to. We'd be happy to help you. I know we're really busy today. But thank you so much,
yeah,
Anita.
You know, for our listeners, validations are important. If I'm getting validation, that means something. So
right.
You may not get your immediate answer, but the
yeah.
validation in my world of working with angels is a way of saying something's connecting and something's going to come up.
All right. Yes. 225 area code is next. They did press one on their handset. Good morning. We've got four people left.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. Who's this?
This is Kim.
Hi, Kim. And where are you calling from?
I've just
from?
Been listening and decided to join in.
Oh, well, we're glad to have you, and you've been waiting so long, so we got you right in. What's your location and birth date, please, Kim?
Louisiana, 7-11-66.
7-11-66. What is your question?
Relationship question, if there's anything
right.
coming.
All right.
31-4, huh?
Yeah.
And so we've got she's 48 years old. Hey, Kim, at the age of 31, 1997, was there a breakup? Any change in there?
No. I had just had my son.
Oh, well,
okay,
wait a minute. When did you have your son? How old were you?
30.
Yeah. Okay, so in that time zone, we're pretty close. Your son is the vibration I'm picking up on. Now, the father of your son, did you guys divorce?
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So there's the breakup.
That's the breakup.
So that's the breakup. And notice I said divorce. He wasn't deceased or something, or it wasn't a child out of wedlock. There was a divorce. So that's what's going on. We have that boy there. Who's the one that's involved in baseball?
My son.
Uh-huh. Hmm. So does he play baseball? Does he like it?
Oh, yeah. He's a senior now, and he's got a couple of scholarships out there for him.
Uh-huh. And baseball's a big part of his interest in life?
Oh, yeah. It's a baseball scholarship.
Oh, baseball college scholarship. So you see, Kim, as I'm working through your vibration, I'm getting the event around the age of 30, 31, the divorce, and then the baseball, which I've never spoken to you before, and then the element that baseball is connected to your son, even through scholarship. So this is a good sign. Now, these are validations from angels that are accompanying on our radio shows. And so they're
mm-hmm.
in here with us, and they look at each person that they speak to, and they feed me information to that person. And so this is another positive element of a reading, meaning that the big positive manifestations of this reading are yet to come. But these are still all positive validations that I'm getting with callers today. And where was a dog that had to be put down? Did you ever have a dog, any dog in the history of your life you had to put down?
I had a dog that passed away a couple of years ago.
Okay. I just need to know these brief little marks. They're little pop-up things that I get from angels. I look at them and I analyze them real quickly as they're talking with me on the radio today. And they just give me a yay or a nay on a future element of reading. So I'm getting a good reading with you. hang in there. I know that I can't go into more detail, Kim, but at least you spoke to a psychic who gave you some validations that I couldn't have known about. Put that under your hat as that something good is coming up. I don't have time to go into more detail, but at least we've got that zone for a radio show.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, Kim. We appreciate it. I'm going to put you on mute so you can stay on if you desire.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
You know, the working, it's frustrating. I mean, I wish we had more time.
Yeah, we've got three more callers.
The working out of an energy is such that, you know, it just takes more time.
It sure does.
And if I do that, then the other callers, you know.
And we do try to reach everybody. Sometimes there's more time to go into a little bit more depth. Today is busy, and we want to make sure we get as many people in as possible, at least to start the ball rolling in helping them. 305 area code is next, then 630, then 928. 305, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you, Kristen and Neil?
Good.
I'm Joy.
Joy. Hi, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Miami.
Hi, Miami. Mm-hmm. Okay, and your birth date?
My birthday was September 5th. 9575,
birthday coming up. Happy birthday. 1424. She's a 36-9? Mm-hmm. What's your question, Joy?
Well, I specifically had a question, and again, it's about relationships, but I had just went through a really rough time in my life, and I wasn't able to be in a relationship, but I was talking to this person, and I just wanted to know if he's pretty famous, but I wasn't sure if he was taking me seriously or not, so I just wanted to find out if anything's going to go.
Okay.
And anything's going to happen with that, so I can kind of, like, figure out if I should move on or not.
Well, Joy, in the year 2011, when you were 36, did you go through a, let's see what we got here. You went through a reflection of energy at that age. So at the age 36, it's 2011, there might have been there was a shift, either relationship, job, location, a certain shift in there.
Yeah, I went through a big shift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And can you say it in 15 seconds what it was?
Well, I was engaged and I got, I'm not engaged anymore. And then I had a bad accident that because of legal problems that lasted about a year and a half, almost 2 years. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Joy, that's why I'm going to the zone because, again, I'm moving through your energy, trying to analyze what events occurred, when, getting validation from angel. You have a past life with this individual. You have a past life with this individual, but there's things clogging the system. And as long as there's things clogging the system, it's not going to work its way through to the ultimate conclusion, and it could get broken up. But the ultimate conclusion is that you have a past life with this individual. It's very active, and something needs to be reached in order for it to go to the next stage. No matter what that stage is, it needs to be reached. There's also something to do with legalities in terms of theatrical energy or movie energy. So I don't know who this person. I'm sorry?
That's his side. That's not what we need.
Yeah. So there's an element there, Joy, that I'm picking up on that is included in my reading for you today on the radio that helps to validate the journey that you have with this human being without really designating the conclusion because that's got to be worked out in a further depth of dialogue.
Okay. So I should basically be more open with how I feel, or
be more open, but just realize that you know you need a director. There's a certain sense of direction, whether you do that for yourself or a good friend or somebody to help advise you. But you need a good director in order to direct your conversation with this person, so that it doesn't get out of hand and goes off the road. But it is a vital energy, I would say, to pursue it, because I think that was your question, so I let go of pursue it, but it needs direction. There's a direction needed in it.
Okay, Kim.
Okay.
I just called her Kim. Joy, I apologize.
Joy.
I'm stumbling over my words. We've got so many people, I'm getting ahead of myself or behind myself, I guess. But Joy, you can always call us again.
Right.
Wednesday, we're back on the air at 10 a.m. All right.
All right, thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome. I'm sorry about that. What a dummy I am.
Yeah. Well,
you're agreeing.
No.
What were you going to say quickly?
I went to a Chinese restaurant
called for those two
Kim Joy's.
Kim Joy. See, that's what it is.
That's
I must be picking
is.
Up on
yeah.
that. I'll chalk it up to that. Okay, 630 and then 928. And if we need to go over for these callers, we're going to do it.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
My name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. And where are you calling from, Lisa?
Illinois.
And your birth date, please.
I'm 9/22/59.
69, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What is it?
9/22/69. Oh, what is September?
No, 59.
Okay. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 23. She's 37, 10, 1. What's your question, Lisa?
Okay, so I have a lot of new things happening. I just purchased a place I'm supposed to move into this month, and I wanted to know if you see that going smoothly, it's being good. And then I'm looking for a job and what you see with that, you know, if I'll get something soon that's good.
You're 54. You're 54
okay.
years old. You had a strong karma at 37 and 10. You have a divorce in here. Were you divorced?
Yes.
And you just...
Many years ago.
Yeah, that's okay. Just need to know that I got the zone going right. Does this new dwelling have a basement or a lower living area?
Yeah, but not my place. I mean, it has 3 floors.
You were... And in that place before where you had a basement, was there any problems in the basement area? Flooding, mold?
That's interesting. Where I did live for many, many years, my unit used to have a little bit of flooding because the pipes went to there. That's interesting you say that. So with this place, I had the highest level and the third floor.
Well, good. Now you're only going to have to worry about lightning. No, I'm just kidding. The elements.
Do you see that? Do you see this place as being good? Or?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. That's good. I see. I'm talking to angels, and so they tell me about your basement. They tell me about the flooding and that kind of thing. And then I say to them.
Yeah, the other place.
It's the other place. They're validating something, so we can get validation first. See,
see the deal going through, like? Okay, like there won't be any problems. It's supposed to happen in about 2.5-3 weeks.
I don't think so. Let's not nurture a problem.
No.
I'm going to try to eliminate it, so I don't think so. Do you have a sister?
I do, but the thing with the place, let me go back to that a second. The problem, or not the problem, but and there's not going to be like a mortgage, so you have to still get a background check or whatever it's called, title search. I don't think the lawyer did it yet. I had the real estate agent check on that tomorrow for me. So do you see anything with the title search happening or anything like that?
Well, do you have any skeletons in the closet? Do you have anything you're worried about?
No, me, not me, but I'm the other person, you know, that I'm buying from. I want to make sure the place, you know, is... clear, she seems honest, the place seems good.
I just
want to make sure with the title search, you know, like that there were no problems. Do you see anything coming up with that?
I understand, Lisa. I think it's going to be okay. Do you have any problems with your sister, any communication problems, or have you ever had
no.
one?
No. Well, we haven't talked in a while, but, you know, I don't see it as a big problem or anything.
Okay. I think it's going to be basically okay. The reason I talk about your sister is I want to see if there's any energy clearance that I have to go through there because that sister, the person you're buying this property from, is a past life.
Huh.
You actually have a past life connection to this person. I don't see too much altercation in there. So it's
Oh, no, she seems really, she was, like, really nice and agreeable, but I just want to make sure she's really honest. Like, we have to do that. I'm hoping that he gets that done this week. I don't think it was done yet, where you do the title search or whatever. But
I
do you see there
that.
Being do you see
no.
him doing that and there being any problem?
No, I hear you. I hear you, Lisa. I don't think so. I don't think
okay.
so. So the vibration is probably there won't be a problem. So I don't think there will be a problem.
Was he planning on doing it, the lawyer, or did I have to push him to do it? I wondered about
it. It's very limited. We've got another caller, so
yeah.
It's very simple readings. Go ahead, Neil.
Just prompt your lawyer to get on the ball, but don't, you know, don't wait. Prompt him, get on the ball. I don't see too many problems that will destroy
okay.
anything. So keep calm. Prompt him a little bit.
Okay, and then what about job-wise? Do you see something coming up for me in the next?
Lisa, we've got to have one question per caller with the time limitations, or it ends in like 3 minutes. So you're always welcome to call back, or you can also call Neil directly, 562-596-7818.
Okay.
What I suggest.
Thanks.
Or join us on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio or Twitter. Okay, we've got our last caller, Neil, 928. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well. Who's this? How are you?
My name is Sue. I was born 9/8/1957, life path number of 3. I think it's expression of 6.
I'm going to stop you. Neil's numerology is not going to be actually like anything that you probably read about in a book. So let him calculate the date, but can I get the spelling of your name, please?
S-U-E.
S-U-E, okay. And this, it's interesting because we've had 4 people born in September call the show today, so lots of September birthdays. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's a nice, 9/8 is a nice, powerful, lot of great numbers.
Great stuff, and she's going to turn 57, which is 17. the year she's born.
Yes.
What's your question?
I'm sorry?
What's your question?
I'm very worried about finances, and I really can't take any much more of uncertainty and pain. And I want to know if the uncertainty and pain around finances will finally be gone.
Okay.
What?
So if you want to, there's uncertainty around finances. And I'm going to, first of all, before we answer the question, Sue, I'm going to sign off because our callers that are listening on the air, we're going to go off the air. So this will continue recording so we can still answer your question. But I want to let everyone know that we are back on the air on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. You can tune in then. We thank you all for listening. And that's it for the show, except for Sue. So she's having financial difficulties and uncertainty. Let's talk about the compounded energy. Maybe that's part of the problem.
Sue?
Yes.
Let me see. Was there any? We have a couple minutes. We're going to extend the recording here for a couple minutes only. But
well, she'll be able to hear. Everybody else won't. But it'll be in the archive.
The element that I want to talk to you about is right around the age of 12, 13. Now it will go back there to that age in your time.
Bye.
And was that was there any problem in there, a divorce, a family, a move?
Yes.
Yes,
divorce.
Divorce, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel that your situation, the fact that you're going to turn 57 and you were born in 57, that gives me a magical code to deal with. Now, you have had complications throughout your life, so this isn't anything new for you, but
one person has made all those complications in my life.
One person. That would that would also involve, well, I would, in a private way, not on the radio, but in a private way, I'd get the birth date of that person and move through that element so I could...
2-14-55.
We don't, well, okay, we don't have
2-14.
Okay, we don't really have,
we don't have time
to go into the birth dates. I guess you can
4,
look quickly
5, 6,
at it
7,
now.
17, 4, 5, 6, 7, 17, 27, 9. Ah, yeah, 9 and 3 is 12. So that's where the 57 comes in. And, yeah, that can be, that's pretty, you have a past life connection with this person, and you have an 11 in your months, 9 and 2, which is going to be bad news. Oh, boy. Well,
tell me.
Sue, it's a little complicated because working with your energy is not something that can just be done in a taking a picture in 5 minutes and giving you an answer. It's not that easily developed. Let me ask you something, Sue, though. With that in mind, anybody who liked photography or photography, cameras, pictures?
My dad.
Uh-huh. And is he crossed over or is he alive?
Yes. Yes. He's crossed over.
Crossed over. Well,
mm-hmm.
I've got him helping. Were you close to him?
No.
No? Yeah, there's a lot of complications going on, but I'm getting certain validations. You kind of require an energy work. There's not a direct, you're compounded, meaning your life is 39-12-3. And how did your father relate to photography? What did he actually do? Just like to take pictures or professionally?
No, he just liked to take pictures. It was a hobby. I have his camera. I have his old camera.
Oh, yeah, good. Good, good. Was your mother a smoker?
Yes.
Well, Sue, your financial situation can change this September, but I feel that some of it is would require energy work. I don't know how to, something about your energy.
I've been doing energy work. For the past 2 years, I've been doing energy work. I've been clearing my chakras. I've been clearing the entities. I've been clearing the lower vibrational spirits and thoughts and feelings. And, you know, and you're telling me I need more energy work. I'm exasperated.
I understand that. Your master number is 3, and you've been doing it for the last 2 years, you said. So what happens...
At least.
Yeah, at least. Well, what I'm saying is that at the age of 57, which is coming up, which would be a 3-year zone at least to the amount of time that you're giving me, so something's about to break through, Sue. So within the age of 57 that I see a change going on, so that's good news. So it's within the age of 57, which is somewhere between September 8, 2014 and September 8, 2015. Somewhere in there, there's relief. There's something that makes you happy. So I can tell you that much right now. There's also, very briefly before we end the show today, something in the mail. So I'm getting a mailman, postal energy. Real quickly, have you ever known anybody that worked for the Postal Department?
No.
Okay, well, there's something to do with the postal energy that revolves around a positive energy. So we can... What's that?
I just said, oh.
Oh, okay, oh. Okay, so there's something in there, Sue, that is going to be a good news. And so I guess on the radio today I could tell you that somewhere during the age of 57 I see some relief that makes you happy, and I see you being happy. So at least I can give you that much with what I've given you so far in terms of validations.
Okay, Sue. Well,
okay.
Hopefully. That's
Thank
a good
you
start.
So much.
You're
very
welcome.
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm tired of the pain.
Well, don't worry. Hey, Sue, don't worry. I'm getting a good report. So if you say, I've been doing all this and I'm tired already, just hang in there because your life, your master number is 3. So once you've been going through this for a solid 3 years or 3 years with some change, wow, I see some nice things happening. And something to do with the mail. So you're going to get a special delivery of some kind. It could be symbolic in terms of mail, but it's something that makes you happy.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Sue.
Thank you.
Good, I hope we helped. And, yes. Of course, good. Glad to hear it. 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. Facebook, Twitter, all linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile accounts. All right,
okay.
That's it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Namaste.